called meeting to order. Do we have any changes in the next, the first order is the approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes to the agenda tonight?
No changes to the agenda.
Okay.
Move for approval.
We have motion and a second to approve the agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, we're moving on to additional business then, administration of oaths of office. Mr. Robertson?
So what we have to do under Title IX is everybody needs to take the oath of office. Congratulations on starting another year of planning and zoning. So what I'm going to do is actually, you have to sign these two, and these are the constitutional oaths of office. So I'm going to hand these out so you can sign them when we're done, and we'll go through them, and you'll state your name and repeat after me and everything, but.
It's hard not to do.
I know. And what I think I'm going to do is, as you see, it's, you know, I and then state your name. Rather than everybody stating their name all at once and it comes out a big jumble, I'll go I and then point and we'll go down the line, then we'll go through it, so.
And then we'll do it around and we'll harm, I'm sorry.
No.
No.
So if you would repeat after me, I.
I.
State your name.
Robert C. Wheatley.
Douglas B. Hudson.
Kim Hoey Stevenson.
Robert Keller Hopkins.
Holly Wingate.
Do proudly swear or affirm.
Do proudly swear or affirm.
To carry out the responsibilities.
To carry out the responsibilities.
As a member of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
As a member of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Freely acknowledging. That the powers of this office.
That the powers of this office.
Flow from the people I am privileged to represent. I further swear always.
I further swear always.
To place the public interests.
To place the public interests.
Above any special or personal interests. And to respect the right of future generations. To share the rich, historic, and natural heritage of Delaware. In doing so, I will always uphold and defend the constitutions of my country and my state. So help me God. All right, thank you very much. And if you would each sign that oath, and I will notarize it, and that concludes the oath of office. Thank you, everybody, and congratulations once again.
Thank you. Before we go any further, if anybody has their phone turned on, would you please turn off your ringer or just turn it off, period. Next up, we have we don't have to ratify that or anything.
No.
Okay, next up, we have reorganization, and for that, I will be handing this off to Ms. Cornwell.
Okay. So I'd like to open the nominations for the next year's chairperson. Anybody would like to nominate somebody for a chair?
Ms. Cornwell, I nominate Mr. Bob Wheatley.
Thank goodness. I was going to say, please do not nominate me. But I will second that nomination.
Well, first, do we have any other nominations?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Can I nominate Ms. Kim Hoey Stevenson as vice chair? Or is that not?
That's the second one.
So right, we're just working on chair. So
chair.
Do we have any other nominations for chair? Okay, then can I get a motion to close the nominations for chair?
Motion to close.
Second.
And then if you'd like to vote on the...
Yeah, do
all
a roll
in favor,
call.
Or roll call?
Yeah, do a roll call.
Roll call, okay. To close the nominations, Ms. Wingate, to close the nominations, you vote?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Ms. Stevenson?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Wheatley?
Yes.
Okay, and then if I could get a motion to approve Mr. Wheatley as chair.
So moved.
Second.
And a roll call vote, Ms. Wingate?
Yes.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Ms. Stevenson?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Wheatley?
I guess.
Congratulations, Mr. Wheatley.
You'll be here.
Now I'd like to open nominations for the vice chair.
I'd like to nominate Ms. Kim Hoey Stevenson as vice chair.
I second that.
Okay. Well, are there any other nominations for vice chair?
Don't all jump ahead. You know, jump
all right, can I get a motion to close the nominations for vice chair?
So moved.
Second.
All right, and to close the nominations, Ms. Wingate?
Yes.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Ms. Stevenson?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Wheatley?
Yes.
All right, and then I'd like a motion to to approve Ms. Stevenson as vice chair.
Second.
Perfect. Oh, I can't second my
nomination.
Move it along. Sorry.
She can't get that.
You rolled. Move it along.
Okay. So the vote for the vote for Ms. Stevenson for vice chair, Ms. Wingate.
Yes.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Ms. Stevenson?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Wheatley?
Absolutely.
All right. Congratulations, Mrs. Stevenson. You are now vice chairperson. And then I turn it back over to Mr. Wheatley. And then you need to not to...
Just give me the hammer.
Please.
You got the
gladly,
hammer.
My friend. There you go.
All right, then.
So the next item for reorganization is not as appointing a chair, a secretary for the commission.
So that everybody knows, since we don't do that this often, the secretary is typically staff. I mean, obviously, they keep the minutes and everything. So what we do is delegate that authority, which we're entitled to do under Title IX, to staff, if that's your choice to do that, which I highly recommend.
So moved.
Second. Yeah, second that one.
That didn't take long.
Yeah. It's been moved and seconded to, do we need to close the nominations or no?
There's no nominations.
Since there's nobody left to nominate. It's been moved and seconded to delegate the duties of secretary to the planning and zoning staff. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.
And the last item for reorganization is that if you would like to appoint members of the planning office to sign plans, my final subdivision site plans on your behalf, we would like to have the ability for the director, the planning manager, the planners, and the technician to have that authority, if you so choose.
Be so moved, whoever's
in. Just somebody say so moved.
So moved.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the staff members listed to sign the site plans on our behalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Again, just for the members of the commission on that, like, so if the commission approves a preliminary site plan or a final site plan, that means that staff has the ability, even though you've approved it, you've delegated the authority to physically sign off on it. So that's all. Yeah.
Unless you really want to come in and sign off on everything.
Not even close.
I'm sure Mr. Wheatley was thinking that was exactly what he was.
Yeah, right. Sure.
He'd want to reopen those nominations.
Quite all right. Anything else for reorganization?
It's all staff has.
All done? All right, then. Our next item of business is the approval of the minutes of the June 14, 2018 meeting.
If there are no corrections, they can stand as submitted.
I make a motion we accept the minutes as submitted.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to accept the minutes as submitted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, then. Old business. We have no old business this evening, so already it's we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We appreciate you being here with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, let me direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. Likewise, if you have a telephone or similar device, we do ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that's been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We do ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. Also, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant. Supporters or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the chairman, and the chairman will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you very much.
All right, so we thank you. Our first